We are individuals, yes. But we are also one with each other. And we are one in the body of Christ. But as individual persons, we've been given free will by God to act as we see fit. We have the power to neglect others and to act against God's laws. And we have the power to love and act in accordance with God's laws. But our individual actions are never actions which only affect ourselves, because our actions affect the whole body of Christ. Our actions, no matter how small, affect the entire church. St. Paul is telling us that food in itself cannot bring us closer to God or take us farther away from Him. He is discussing how meat, which was sacrificed to idols, can have no effect on someone who is aware that the idol in itself is nothing. But the contention in whether or not to eat this meat arises because we know what the idol represents. Worshipping an idol or eating meat that has been sacrificed to an idol is participation in worship of a false god and is a sin against the first commandment, which states, "We shall have no other gods besides the Holy Trinity." And later in his epistle, Paul goes on to clearly state that we are to shun the worship of idols. So, eating meat offered to idols will not affect us by itself, because we are living lives in Jesus Christ. But doing so is a symbol of disobedience, and it can cause scandal to others and cause others to sin if they cannot separate the meat from the worship of idols. Yes, this might sound a little confusing, and you're right. We don't have the issue of eating meat sacrificed to idols today. But what Paul is getting at is that we should always be aware of others and how our actions affect them, because he said, "If food is the cause of my brother's falling, I will never eat meat, lest I cause my brother to fall." It might not be meat sacrificed to idols, but there are many things that each of us do and participate in that can cause our brothers and sisters to fall. What are those elements in our lives? Are they good for us, or are they harmful? When others see us doing them, does it send the wrong message or scandalize those whose faith is weaker or stronger? Our personal decisions can either help build up our brethren, build up the body of Christ, or they can also cause the tearing down of that body. Jesus said that those who cause others to sin should have a millstone attached to their neck and be thrown into the sea and drowned. Harsh words, but accurate words. Jesus gives us further evidence of our building up or tearing down of one another when we respond to others' temporal needs. Jesus gives a very clear parable of those who will be saved and enter into the kingdom of heaven for eternity versus those who will be damned in hell for eternity. He gives us a very perplexing, quantifying word. He says, "When you did it to one of these least, you did it to me." If we choose to give drink, food, clothe, welcome, or visit one person in need, then we will be adhering to his commandment. But likewise, if we fail to give drink, food, clothe, welcome, or visit one person in need, then we will be found wanting and will go to eternal punishment. How do we weigh this contrast? We've won everything, and lost everything because of how we treated one person. We should be attentive to the people that God has placed in our lives and the people that we personally encounter, and rely on God's mercy to make up the difference. So, our entrance into heaven does not rest only on our personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but also on our relationships with each other, because each one of us is a member of the body of Christ. As Jesus said, if we have ministered to one person, then we have ministered to Jesus himself. But if we have neglected one person, then we have neglected to minister to Jesus Christ. We are each made in his image and likeness. So let us build one another up, encourage one another to participate in the spiritual life more deeply, and respect that divinity, that spark of God that is within each one of us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.